Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Adrian, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. How does it feel being part of a musical that started off as a movie franchise? And that's exactly the way I like to call it, because, you know, from the first movie to, I think it was like four of them or three of them. I think it's four of them. Do we leave it for?
Yeah, it's very interesting because people come to the show expecting to see the movie, and they definitely get a surprise when they leave because we have a completely new storyline, and it's something that they don't expect. And when you think about Bring It On, you don't think of it as a musical. So I think that's another aspect that's very different for people when they think about the franchise of Bring It On.
But, you know, we were talking earlier, and my thing was this should have been a musical a long time ago.
Yeah.
Heck, the original movie should have been a musical. I thought it would have worked perfectly. But here's my thing before I get into anything else, you know, talking more about your character and whatever. How do you guys do your stunts in such a small environment? Because it's not like this is a gymnasium. It's not like you've got, like, you know, huge, you know, ceilings or whatever. This is tight.
Yeah, it was very important in the beginning of our process to really measure out all the theaters that we were going to in the proscenium and how high it was. Because sometimes our girls get to 30 feet in the air. And, you know, our guys have to catch them. And we have an amazing cast. They're ridiculously athletic. And we have a sprung floor that is also padded. It's like a wrestling floor / gymnastics floor, which helps a lot with our gymnastics that is in the show. But we do it. It just, you know, our cheerleaders can do it on the street. I mean, that's how good they are at what they do. So we do it as long as the theaters are, you know, at the right height and everything's fine.
But this is really taking... taking theater to another level, because, you know, I've been to so many shows here at Rivers, which I'm so thankful for, but you get, you know, a lot of singing, a lot of dancing, you know. Yes, there are, you know, some acrobatic stunts here and there, whatever, but I don't think to this level. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I call it 3D musical theater, because there's, when you get to a point where emotions are so heightened that you can't even dance anymore, we start throwing people in the air and people start flipping. So that's another aspect that Andy Blankenbuehler, our director and choreographer, has added to, I think, musical theater. And he is an amazing, innovative person, because he always adds a new vocabulary to musical theater no matter what he does. Before this, you know, and he's known for In the Heights, which brought, you know, different vocabulary to musical theater and dancing, his choreography. So this is a brand new, innovative show that is really exciting, because you've never seen anything like this happen on a stage before.
How much weight do you lose a night?
Oh my God.
And I am dead serious when I ask that.
I don't know, but I should really wear a calorie counter. That's a good idea, actually. I should do it one day.
I would love to find out.
Yeah.
Talk a little about your character, please.
Yeah, Danielle is the queen bee, quote, of Jackson High School. She is the it girl that everybody looks up to in school, with the hottest fashions, the hottest dance moves. And she's also the lead, the head of a dance crew that Jackson has. Jackson High School has no cheerleading squad, and we're introduced to cheerleading when Campbell, my counterpart, comes to our school. She is just this really exciting and hardworking person that really loves dance and really has a lot of passion for what she does. And it's really interesting when she meets Campbell and they get a little head-to-head.
Music makes a difference, though, for this. Huh? How does the music complement the story?
You know, we have amazing creative team, and our creative team consists of Lin-Manuel Miranda from In the Heights, Tom Kitt, Pulitzer Prize winner from Next to Normal, and Amanda Green, lyricist from High Fidelity. And I think it's really interesting, our team, because they have completely different flavors in their personal lives. So then when you bring that into the show, Jackson is really hip-hop and really down and into the earth and a little dirty, and Truman is the opposite. They're kind of all-American, and, you know, the what you contemporarily hear in a contemporary musical theater show. And so it's very interesting when you hear those different sounds and styles come together, and it's just like an explosion of flavor and excitement that happens on the stage, which is what makes our show so unique, I think.
What do you hope people get from this version of Bring It On?
I hope people walk away feeling that they've received a bigger lesson than they even thought, and that is the importance of friendship, the importance that Oh, here it goes again. The importance that it doesn't matter.
It's okay. We're about wrapping up anyways.
That it doesn't matter if you win or lose, but it's all about working hard towards what your dream is. And if you do your best, that's all that matters.
Fantastic. As we wrap this up, thank you so much. And for folks who are listening to this whole interview on 680news.com, we're at the Ed Mervish Theater, and there's an alarm there checking. So thank you so much for this.
Thank you for having me.